The time is just on 20 minutes to 8 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. We're part of the Pitch Your Business competition, which is so exciting, being part of the journey that people go through to establish a business, take it from nothing, make a living from it, and then even create opportunities for others to have a job that is so scarce here in South Africa. So today we're speaking to Karaba Molebatsi. She has got Centered by Karaba Pty Limited. She's one of the top 30 in the Pitch Your Business competition. Hello, Karabo. How are you doing?
Good morning, Janine, and to your wonderful listeners. I am fantastic this morning.
Okay, let's start right at the beginning. Before we get to your business, tell me about yourself as a person, like personality. Who are you?
So I'm Karabo Molebatsi, as you said. I'm a very fun person. I love to learn. And I'm very down to earth.
You are so articulate. I'm thinking if I'm now done with my job, you can take it over. Okay. You speak so well. But what I'm always fascinated with is it's normal people doing these courageous things. So how did you come up with this idea to have your business, to start this business where you're at?
Okay, so Janine, it first started out as a passion, right? So I'm somebody that liked buying scented candles and reed diffusers myself. And I thought, let me actually start learning to do it for myself and my household. Once I got the skill, that's where I identified the gap and merged my passion with the skill that I already learned to turn it into revenue. But also, I think looking back at my studies, I did study industrial psychology at the Northwest University. And some elements from there teach us about understanding the human behavior, right? And through research for my business, I learned how fragrance can actually assist humans. So say, for instance, you've got flu. I'd be someone that recommends that use a scented candle that has eucalyptus in it or tea tree oil to clear your airways. So there's a lot of knowledge in terms of how fragrance can actually benefit us as human beings.
Well, I've got one in my office, the diffuser, and I know that it works. So, you know, I'm with you right there. So now you start making it, you find out, okay, this is how you make it. And then you start sharing it with the world. It's not easy to start a business, even if you've got a good product, huh?
Definitely not.
So what
Definitely
did you do?
Not. I think, Janine, the first thing that I did is research, and that's what I'd like to inspire people to do. Research, research, research. I think you might have a good idea, but make sure that you've got all of the fundamentals in place in terms of your research. And then what I also did is I formally registered my business, which is very key, especially if you're looking for opportunities, say in funding or pitching competitions. Have your papers in order, like your triple BEE certificates, SARS, be compliant, and all of those stuff. So first thing was research, then I made sure that everything is in order.
Karabo, are you a detailed kind of person? Because all of that paperwork is detail, everything must be done right for you never to get into trouble.
I'm very detailed, super meticulous.
To get this done. Okay, now you put your stuff out there. You've done your research, you make your first products. It looks pretty because obviously it has to be beautifully presented for people to want to buy it. Was that stressful, that first bit, to now take this risk and be vulnerable and put your stuff out there?
Absolutely. I think also looking at the market with any business, not just scented candles or reed diffusers, it's saturated, right? So you also want to enter the market with something that's new and fresh. So I needed to find my unique selling point or value proposition that will assist me in, making this product well known and set me apart from the other brands. So yes, it is tough to break into the industry, but I think if you believe in yourself and find that unique proposition about your particular business, then that's what will keep you going.
And what was yours? What was your unique selling point? What made yours different?
All right. So as Centered by Karabo, we have a commitment to sustainability and keeping the environment safe, right? So when we produce our products, we use 100% raw material, which is like 100% natural soy wax. And some of the benefits of actually using soy wax is that it offers a clean burn, which means it's safe for you, Janine, to even use around your kids in the house. It's a renewable, biodegradable natural resource. So it means that it burns slower, so more value for money for you. you. If you buy my product, it's going to last you longer. And the scent throw from a soy wax scented candle. Oh my goodness. Absolutely divine.
I want one. Give me one. I want. Karabo, but the pitch your business competition, much of it is for people who haven't got their feet wet yet. So why did you enter in the first place?
I think as much as I've started in 2021, Janine, you can never say you've learned enough, right, with anything in life. And I think with business, apart from the actual funding that everybody needs, you do need to equip yourself with certain skills and keep on enhancing those skills. You can never say that you've learned enough. So I think I entered the competition to gain more skills in terms of business. And I've learned so much already. And I'm so excited for this next phase that I've entered.
Okay, tell me, what is the one thing that you learned that you didn't know before?
I think now in the second phase, I'm so fascinated with this business model canvas that we're doing. It's as much as there's other stuff that I'd say I knew before, but it's helping me to clearly articulate and expand on what my actual value proposition is, right? So that I can package it very well for consumers out there, set myself apart and make sure that this business is sustainable and succeeds. So there is a lot of elements that I can talk through the business idea concept that we've went through. But I think for now, the business model has actually captured me so much.
And are you distributing it privately? Do you only do it like through the internet, or are you distributing through stores as well?
So currently it's through the internet. However, I am affiliated with the Proudly SA brand. So soon my products will be on the e-commerce site. I think it is launching sometime in October.
Exciting. Okay. And if people want to connect, if they want to follow you and see what you've got and order, obviously lots and lots of Karabo Center stuff, where do they go to?
So I am on TikTok and I'm on Instagram. The handles is @centeredbykarabo. And then if you want to WhatsApp, the number is 078-262-6477.
Okay. 078-262-6477. We are going to podcast this afterwards and I'll put your contact details on there so it's easily accessible and everything. But I want to give you one last opportunity. Now, speak to South Africa. If there's one thing that you learned the hard way, starting your own business and the excitement and the challenges and everything, is there one lesson you've learned that you think would help someone else who wants to but is still too scared to do this?
I think start where you are, Janine, right? There'll never be a perfect time or perfect resources. So start with what you have and let opportunities find you along the way. And I think most important, what I've learned is that there's a saying that says luck is when opportunity meets preparation, right? So always be prepared. You never know when opportunity will come knocking by your door. You don't want to be that entrepreneur or aspiring entrepreneur and there's an opportunity and shucks, you don't have maybe your triple BE certificate in place or something that they need in place. So I think the lesson for me and that what I would like to share is always be prepared. Anything can happen at any time that will change the whole trajectory of your business in just a split second.
You are one impressive lady. I was impressed. Centered by Karabo. Everyone go look for it. Find the Instagram. Find everywhere where they're at. Support local business. These are our people doing these things. And Karabo, may you do well. I mean, congratulations on being top city in the Pitch Your Business competition. May that open doors for you. And may you always be the creative type that comes up with brand new stuff that everybody needs. Okay.
Thank you so much, Janine, and thank you for giving me the time to be on air this morning.